In this week's Sadra, Baha Alosha, right at the end of the Sadra, in Parak Yud Beis, we read about the famous incident where Miriam spoke Lashon Hara to Aaron about their brother Moshe. What exactly did she speak? The Pshat al Odos HaKushish HaShalacha Ki Isha LeKushis LaKach, the Drash, he separated from his wife. Doesn't he know that we are also Nevi'im? We didn't separate from our spouses. But what I want to focus on is the reaction of Moshe to the Lashon Hara that Miriam spoke to Aaron about him. And the Pasuk tells us in Perek Yud Beis of Bamidbar Pasuk Gimel, an extremely famous and oft-quoted Pasuk, Vayish Moshe anav ma'od mikol adam asher p'nei adam. And the man Moshe was exceedingly humble, more than all of the men on the face of the earth. Very famous Pasuk from Ba'al Oscha, again Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Gimel. But Moshe was exceedingly humble, anav ma'od, mikol adam, more than any other man, asher p'nei adam. And not only does he not get angry at Aaron and Miriam, not only does he not take umbrage, not only does he not try and defend himself, which he does, and he davens for her. Who's going to heal her? Aaron says, I'm a Kohen Gadol, I'm her sister, I'm her brother, she's my sister, I can't heal her, I'm no gay, but davar. What's going to happen? And Moshe davens, kelna rafanala. Not only does he not get angry, he goes out of his way to daven for her. Someone who spoke negatively, so to speak. We have a mitzvah, d'oraisa, zachar, sashar, samar, kechal, mirim, b'derech, b'tzeis, chom, mitzvayim. It's in Devarim. Paruch of Dalet of Devarim, Pasuk Tes. We are told, we have to remember what happened every day to Miriam, that she had this tzaras from speaking Lashon Hara for Moshe, about Moshe. And Moshe takes no umbrage at all, takes no offense, does not defend himself, he davens for her. What does it mean to be an anav? To have this midah of anivus, which Moshe so embraced more than any other man on the face of the earth. I quote from Rabbi Dr. Norman Lam, Zichrono Livracha, Drosho LeDorot, a commentary for the ages, Numbers, the book of Numbers, Bamidbar. And Rabbi Dr. Norman Lam, and I'm not quoting the entire essay because there won't be time, but it's interesting, it's a drasha actually. I always like to note the date when Rabbi Lam delivered these drashos. This was in June 1963. Sometimes, based on the current events that he speaks about, the language that he uses, the societal examples, it's really a window into history, which I just find very interesting. Okay, 1963. Rabbi Dr. Norman Lam quotes the Nitziv, Ha'emek Davar, Rabbi Rotali Tzvi Yehuda Mi-Berlin Zatzal. And he says that the definition that the Nitziv offers means in English not humility, but meekness. M-E-E-K-N-E-S-S, meekness. Meekness, anivus, refers not to self-deprecation, but self-restraint. It involves not an untruthful lack of appreciation of oneself and one's attainments. Such an important statement. Anivus is not an untruthful lack of appreciation of oneself or one's attainments. We must be honest with ourselves. We must appreciate ourselves. We must appreciate what we have attained in life. But anivus means rather a lack of arrogance and a lack of insistence upon kavod, honor, for our attainments. To be an anav means to recognize your true worth. To paraphrase Rabbi Zevlev, God gave us all different talents, abilities, and capabilities. That's something that I quote so often. I just quoted 2 weeks ago in the All Parsha app as well. He gave us all talents, abilities, and capabilities. To be an anav does not mean to deny your talents, abilities, and capabilities. It does not mean to deny that you're good at something. Rather, it is a lack of arrogance, in the words of Rabbi Dr. Norman Lam, and a lack of insistence upon covet honor. To be an anav means to recognize your true worth, but not to impose the consequences upon your friends and neighbors. It means to appreciate your own talents, neither overemphasizing them nor underselling them. So just like we should not overemphasize our talents, we should also not undersell our talents. But at the same time, we should refrain from making others aware of our splendid virtues at all times. Aniva means, says Rabbi Lam, not to demand that people bow and scrape before you because of your talents, abilities, and achievements. Aniva means to recognize your gifts as just that. Whatever talents, abilities, and achievements you have, says Rabbi Dr. Norman Lam, Aniva means to recognize that they are gifts granted to you by a merciful God, and which possibly you did not even deserve. So anivut means recognizing my worth, recognizing my accomplishments, not to overemphasize them, not to undersell them, but to recognize that they are gifts. Gifts of who? A merciful God. And perhaps I did not even deserve them. Anivut means not to assume that because you have more competence or greater endowments than others, you thereby become more precious an individual and a human being. Who? It's really powerful. Rav Salvechik says about his grandfather, Rav Chaim Brisker, Zechet Sadva Kol Shavracha, and I'm not going to quote the whole passage now because it's lengthy. But the Rav says about his grandfather, Rav Chaim Brisker, who was a brilliant, brilliant Torah mind, who revolutionized Torah learning. He says, I am not impressed by my grandfather's intellect. That is a gift given by God. To some people, he, God, endows more. To some people, endows less. What I'm impressed with was Rav Chaim's social conscience, his care for the widows, the orphans, the single mothers in Brisk, his chesed, his boundless chesed. That comes not as a gift from God, but from a person who works on themselves to train themselves. And so anivus means to recognize that the gifts you have are granted to you by merciful God, and which you possibly did not deserve. It means not to assume that because you have more competence or greater endowments than others, you have become more precious an individual and human being. No. Aniva means a soft answer to a harsh challenge. Silence in the face of abuse. Now, today you wouldn't say such a thing because abuse today has many different connotations that perhaps it had in 1963. But he's saying knowing when to hold your tongue, knowing when not to argue. Graciousness when receiving honor. Dignity in response to humiliation. Restraint in the presence of provocation. Forbearance and quiet calm when confronted with carping criticism. And says Rabbi Dr. Norman Lam, this meekness, this anivus was the outstanding characteristic of Moshe Rabbeinu, as revealed in the context of the story related to us in today's Sidra. Here, where Moshe and where Miriam and Aaron, both by all means lesser individuals than Moshe, they derived so much of their greatness from Moshe, in fact, they were ungrateful and they meddled in Moshe's personal life. A normal human being, even says Rabbi Lam, a very ethical one, would have responded sharply and quickly. He would have confronted them with their libelous statement or snapped some sharp remark back, or at the very least looked at them with annoyance and irritation. But no, all the Torah tells us is Ha'ish Moshe Anav Ma'od Mikol Adam Asher Al Pnei Adama. Although aware certainly of his spiritual achievements, of his role as the leader of the people, even perhaps his historical significance for all generations, Moshe entertained no feelings of hurt or sensitivity, no sense of injured kavod of self. Because in his character, there was no mix of pride or arrogance, of harshness, of hypersensitivity. He was indeed an anav, more so than any other individual on the face of this earth. And Rabbi Dr. Norman Lam points out something remarkable. He was able to write these very words without self-consciousness. Moshe wrote about himself. He was able to write these very words without self-consciousness. Hence, he did not react at all to the remarks of his brother or sister. Here, then, is a teaching of Judaism, says Rabbi, did I say Rabbi Sachs, Rabbi Dr. Norman Lam? Here, then, is a teaching of Judaism which we can ill afford to do without. When we deal with husband or wife, neighbor or friend, children or students, subordinates or employees, we must remember that harsh words reveal our lack of security. And the impatient rejoinder shows up our lack of self-appreciation and self-respect. When we snap at others, when we become insulted by others, when we are harsh and egocentric towards others in our behavior, it actually shows our own lack of security. It shows a lack of self-appreciation and a lack of self-respect. It is only when we have achieved real gedula, true inner worth and greatness, that we will learn the remarkable, sterling quality of anivus. And this type of anivus, says Rabbi Dr. Norman Lam, should succeed in making us truly great. It will give us the dividends of a better character, a happier life, more relaxed social relations. It is the first step on the ladder of Jewish nobility of character. And that's what it means that Moshe was an Anav Me'od. It doesn't mean he negated who he was. It doesn't mean that he didn't know he was a man who spoke to Hashem panim al panim. B'mara lo b'chidos. B'mara daber brev lo b'chidos. Hashem spoke to him like he spoke to no one else ever in the history of the world. Moshe brought us the Torah. We call him Moshe Rabbeinu. He's still our rabbi. And yet he was Anav Me'od. It means to recognize your strengths, but know that they are gifts from God. To be self-confident enough with yourself, to appreciate yourself enough. So now you don't have to be compared to somebody else or step on someone else to be great. It's to appreciate your self-worth as godly given talents and use them to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam and Klal Yisrael. That, says Rabbi Dr. Norman Lam, based on the Netziv, is a nivus. Reminded me of a story From Rav Moshe Feinstein, Mimosha Ad Moshe Lo Kam Kamosha. I quote from the Rav Moshe Feinstein biography, 25th year side edition, Artskoa. Rav Moshe was once walking along the street in his neighborhood, Lower East Side, when he heard a voice calling, Moshe, Moshe. Looking up, he saw the voice was that of an acquaintance who was behind the wheel of his car. Without blinking an eye, Rav Moshe walked over to the car. Upon realizing that Rav Moshe assumed he was being called, the man turned crimson with embarrassment. And he said to the Gadol Dor, Kavod HaRav, I was calling my son who happened to be on the street as I drove by. I would never have dreamed of addressing the Rosh Hashiva in such a disrespectful manner. Besides, if I had something to discuss with the Rosh Hashiva, I would have gone out of my car and gone over to him. I would not dare to have asked the Rosh Hashiva to come over to me. Rav Moshe assured the man that there was nothing to be concerned about. And he said, it has already been many years that these things mean nothing to me. It's a difficult midah to acquire, but Rav Palm Zatzal points out that midos are called midos because they are the measure of a man. And nivus is an interesting mix. On the one hand, we must recognize our self-worth. On the other hand, we acknowledge that they are only gifts from the benevolent God who has bestowed them upon us. Vayish Moshe anav ma'od mikol adam ashab panei ha'adamah. Thank you so much for learning with me, everybody. I wish you a beautiful day. And be'ezer Hashem, Shabbat Shalom. Kol tov, and thank you to all.